You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. To sing my song, I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praise.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, October 8th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, you know, we are being brought to you in part by the following sponsors: the Sixth Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild Comedy Club, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros. Boy, it is a wet Tuesday, people, and I hope you proceed with caution and care as you're out there on the road, because trust me, it's coming down cats and dogs. Obviously, you know, it's the outer bands and the effects that we're receiving from Milton and his passage through Florida or toward Florida. Still got to keep an eye on Abaco and Grand Bahama again. Ah, Lord. We will be talking with Sarah Kirkman. I think Darren Cooper's going to chime in. I know they're doing some prep in Grand Bahama as well. We'll get the live up-to-date info from them coming up on the flip side of the break. We'll open up the lines for you as well. And if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. And here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. And of course, stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, we're going to get right to the break. Flip side of the break, we're going to get right down to Grand Bahama. And we'll be touching base with Sarah Kirkby, as you know, each and every Tuesday. Great supplement in the Guardian from the Grand Bahama News. All things Grand Bahama. And that's why we do the Freeport Report every Tuesday right here. And we will be catching up with Sarah Kirkby live on the flip side of the break. Find out all things going on in Grand Bahama. And, of course, how they're preparing for what they may feel. The effects from Milton and his passage through Florida. All of that and more on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, October 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
I've been feeling for your love so long. We can trace that in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich.
from its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun. You'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
You are invited to the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium, October 23rd through 28th, 2024. Bringing the action will be the national teams from Cuba, Curacao, Dominican Republic, U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Martin, and Tame Bahamas. There will be three games daily from October 23rd to 27th, and the championship gold and bronze games on October 28th. Don't you miss it! The 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Save the date, set your alerts, and be there!
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there is some people world, you never shine at all.
Web, I got you on the Tuesday, October 8th edition of Talking Heads. And it is the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. New arrivals in stock right now. Be sure to check them out, ladies. Every Monday, every Tuesday, new arrivals just for you. But don't forget, they got a wide selection for the whole entire family, men, women, and children, casual, formal, and athletic. Be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. And both locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. All right, let's get down to the Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper chiming in. And as you know, each and every Tuesday, we got that great Grand Bahama supplement in the Guardian, all things Grand Bahama. So let's touch base now with Sarah Kirkby. Sarah, what's going on, man?
I'm good. How are you?
And we got Darren chimed in as well, too. How you guys doing?
He made it back safely from Exuma, it looks like.
How's it down there? I know Milton is doing his thing and passing, and you're getting ready to go through Florida. How are you guys feeling the effects of that?
The PTSD is real, let me tell you. I'm doing okay. I just remember them saying we weren't going to see another five in this lifetime. What happened to that arrangement? But I think everybody's doing really good and getting prepped. From what I'm understanding, most people I know are shutting their offices down tomorrow and then closing for Thursday. What are you hearing, Darren?
Do we have that?
But of course, Sarah, you know, people are preparing. The food stores are empty.
Yeah, no milk.
Food stores, I mean, literally dry with people buying everything on the shelf. I'm a part of the Rotary Disaster Relief Committee. We have had emergency meeting on Sunday to put plan in place and to activate, matter of fact, the plan that we have. And I'm also a part of the Emergency Water Relief Foundation that carries the responsibility for supplying water to the hurricane shelters and to old folks' home and to those that would need water during this type of trek. And so we're seeing the panic. We're seeing the urgent preparation. People, you know, don't take anything pertaining to storm in Grand Bahama well. They get the anxiety, the nervousness. And even those who don't know how they would be able to provide or to meet the requirements or certain things that's needed for the storm. And so we're doing our part.
Yeah, right now.
And and right trying now, our best.
Are you getting it, Darren? We're all getting emergency alerts on our phones as well. Which
I just got one earlier really today. I looked a couple minutes ago.
Are you getting those as well in Nassau?
Yeah, I've gotten the emergency alerts.
Yeah, I think those are really good. I think it makes a lot of sense. And I think everybody is being exactly what Darren says. Everyone's being proactive. Gas stations started getting busy again on Monday. The lines were good. I went early this morning to avoid it. Water is being purchased. Like I said, everyone's talking on the chat groups where you can get this. So I think we're all preparing, which is good. It, you know, and everyone's prepping you up. You know, I'm looking at my clothes and my shoes going, oh, my God, should I pack them and put them up higher? Trying not to panic. But, you know, just keeping it in touch with everything, Naughty. So, and I hope everybody in Nassau prepares, too, because I think, you know, these bands could be really huge.
We have to prepare as well, too. I mean, everybody across the length and the breadth needs to be aware, but you guys, especially in Abaco and in Grand Bahama. Quick question. Yeah. What's the status on the shelter down there? How many shelters do you have operational and functioning ready to go? I got a couple of texts already with that, the first question. What about the shelters in Grand Bahama?
Well, no, you say that's ready to go. I mean, we have named shelters. We have shelters that are considered to be or has the hurricane shelters sign on it. Ready to go, properly equipped. I would say only one hurricane shelter in Grand Bahama, I think, is hurricane prepared, ready, would be the 8 Mile Rock High School gym. They would have just done a renovation on it, a brand new generator, a water system. So in the event of power outage, you have now a facility that's powered up. And also in the event of loss of water, you have a facility that's now being able to pump water. All of the other hurricane shelters don't have that amenity, with the exception of the Church of God of Prophecy. Sea Grape has the backup generator and has a water tank. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, we expected this particular administration to come in office and to do, knowing that we certain islands are hurricane prone, and we should be prepared in the event of a threat. This particular administration has done, in my observation, nothing pertaining to hurricane preparedness.
So no new shelters were built or created either, correct?
Where? In Grand Bahama?
In Grand Bahama.
Well, we don't have a hurricane shelter built. But the 8 Mile Rock High School gymnasium, let's be clear, it's a gym, basketball. Gym.
Well, let me rephrase that, Darren. How many other locations or spaces do they have available outside of the gym?
I just sent you the list that's been officially sent by BIS today. Okay. I just sent it in our chat group, Naughty, so you can see that.
All right, I'll check it out right now.
And I sent you the Abaco ones as well.
Perfect.
I mean, but I think they have not been activated yet. We're waiting for that to happen. So, you know, just as a backup for people, especially the people, as Darren was saying, in these flooded areas, because we know now from storms which ones will get flooded now because of the change of our topography. I mean, it's just the way it is now. Never was like this when Darren and I were growing up. But now things have changed. We know that Queens Cove is a total flood zone, and there's certain areas as well that have changed. Well, so
by count, sorry to cut you off, sir. By count, there's 18 in central Grand Bahama. And another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in West Grand Bahama. So there's 26 shelters that I count off this list. And I thank God for that because I know what Grand Bahama went through the last time.
Yeah, we just need to see what they're open. And like Darren says, are they stocked and
ready? Are they stocked and they're prepared is a totally different scenario. But at least we know we got the spaces. But boy, I tell you. I really
just expect, Naughty, for me, I expected that with all of the talks of this administration while in opposition and beating the previous administration on their lack of response and lack of getting certain things done as relates to hurricane, that with this new DRM, whatever foolishness they won't call themselves, the merging of whatever. I just felt that this particular administration by now should have been a little more hurricane ready. This is the first threat that Grand Bahama has had in 3 years. And so you know, it for me, it's just a bunch of talk and no action right now, because these facilities that this particular present administration supposed to make sure that, for instance, let's just talk about Bethel Baptist in 8 Mile Rock. They were promised a generator by the Ministry of Grand Bahama. This is one of the largest, separate and apart from the 8 Mile Rock High School gymnasium. This is the largest and the largest hurricane shelter in the largest settlement of Grand Bahama, and to date, they do not have a backup generator that the government promised to give to them or to properly outfit that facility, and many other stuff. And so, you know, I just expected a little more. Sorry if I expect different. I expected Minister for Grand Bahama for something different to have been done as relates to storm preparedness. You know, Naughty, people today is still demanding blue tarps for their roof in the Western District.
My God.
Where the Prime Minister came to relaunch the small home repair. People are still today, you got any blue tarps? You got any blue tarps? And I got a picture of someone having a bunch of blue tarps known to be PLPs now going to distribute blue tarps. 3 years later, I expected better from this administration. And whoever won't get mad, that's their business. But we can't talk it when we're in opposition and don't perform it when we're in government. Mm-hmm. Can't.
We got a phone call. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, you naughty. Good day.
Afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good day to Sarah and Darren.
Hi.
Listen, no, hi. Darren, I have a question. I don't know if you heard Kingsley Smith on Howard Grant's show today.
No, I don't listen too much to them, so no, I wouldn't hear it.
Okay, because he was saying there are things happening there and in West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
What are the things that are happening?
He said something about the school being repaired and some government complex or something being, ribbon being cut, something.
Again?
Again? As I said earlier, caller, that the 8 Mile Rock High School gymnasium were renovated and it's properly outfitted for the use of a hurricane shelter. I made that very clear. So that is completed. Yes.
The gym thing completed is what he is talking about. Because he said there are things happening, and he said he wants persons who were naysayers saying that nothing's happening, he wants them to come back and you know, shoot their shot and see what is actually happening. Because the way he's talking,
okay,
it sounds like there's a lot going on.
Caller, let me say this to you. I was in 8 Mile Rock less than two hours ago, okay? The only thing that member of parliament can say has happened, start and finished in the Western District of Grand Bahama, is a completion of a gym that started renovation under Obi, and it took them almost 3 years to finish it, okay? That's the only thing. The school that should have been open for the start of 2024 school year is now going to be used for the start of the 2025 school year. Okay? The government complex, we knew, was finished long time. It already opened, ribbon, and cut. He didn't do that, because that was open before he became member of parliament. You remember that, right, caller?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He want me to pat him on his back for the start of the Pine Forest Park? Well, the FNM started that too before and they never finished it. So I can't pot him till he finish it. I can't pot him because he cleared the property down and put some concrete blocks on it. You want me to come and say you're doing something? Finish it, cut the ribbon, and I will talk about it, just like I talk about the gym, even though he didn't start the gym. Okay?
Okay.
No police station in West End. Okay? No police station in West End. Police are still in the police house. There's no seawall in West End. So if this storm do come, we're going to have problems with flooding. Okay? So when you talk about things that are happening, tell me, outside of the lawnmower that they bought, tell me what new have he done? They put coal patch on holds. And I assure you, before this weekend is ended, they will have to do it again.
Oh,
because
I
it don't need to be patched no more. It now needs to be paid. Yeah, they can tell whatever they want to tell you on radio. All they got to do. See, talk is cheap. Money buy land. Show me. Don't tell me. Show me. I won't come see.
Wow.
I won't come see.
Let me ask you a question.
I just came out of West End, out of 8 Mile Rock, delivering water 2 hours ago. And matter of fact, I'm going now again.
Question. I got a text right here. Caller. Nobody asked your caller. If Mr. Smith mentioned if he has a bank account or not yet.
I wanted to call in and ask, but I don't think Howard Grant was taking calls on it. Because I wanted to know, because he was talking about so much change that he did for the government prior to him coming into government.
What you mean he didn't take calls? Howard just take calls, ma'am? What you mean?
No. On that, I think he just was trying to get some answers from him on the polling that he took.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't think he took calls, but however it was, I really wanted to know, you know, how that situation went with the bank account, if he's now being paid in cash, or is he using someone else's account to get his funds paid to him? But I didn't get the opportunity to ask that.
All right, well, good stuff, man. I appreciate you calling. We got to get to these other calls, man, but always good to hear from you. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right. Call it.
I think we
lost that one. Go ahead, Sarah.
I want to talk to you if I can. Besides the prep, we do talk about that, but I just want to talk about the paper a little bit. Is that okay?
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second, man. Calm down, Sarah.
Sometimes you got to let
the bad and the ugly, you know, go first before we let Pollyanna go first. Pollyanna can't go first all the time. Now with a storm coming in and we got shelters we got to worry about. But now, after that bit of news, or lack thereof, of no movement, now let go ahead and chime in, Sarah. Let us know the good, the fluffy stuff in Gravel Hammer.
I love you two boys. You're great. Yeah,
you mean men. We stopped being boys a long time ago now. I can't let you slide with that.
All right. I better send you some beer to make up for that one.
Thank you. Send me a full case of Sam's. Thank you very much.
We brew the best beer up here, so I'll get that.
In fact, half a case of Sam's, half a case of Rattler, and I good.
All right. I hear that Rattler's the best. Everybody's jumping for that. I'm sure they're doing trade a very good business right now. Okay, so we just wanted to say, I think you would appreciate our cover story today.
Correct.
Residents anxious for hotel deal and airport construction.
And that was my next question. I want you all to tell me, baby. Listen, I heard...
Time for that tuxedo yet.
I heard that American is bringing their flights back, correct?
Yep.
And it was stopped for a period of like September to October. Now they're bringing flights back to South Florida. Well, wouldn't if airlifts are interested in coming to Grand Bahama, shouldn't that be more... of a call to urgent call to this administration to get the airport fixed?
Yeah, I really hope it is. I don't know if Darren's traveled through the international section that we have. And I went through the other day when I returned and I had seen that they had done an extension and it really wasn't anything. I mean, they have improved the luggage service area. It's now not under a tent. It's now in a closed in area, which is great. But I mean, I'm frustrated with both governments. It's been too long. It's from Dorian, from seeing this happen. It's time for our airport to get sorted out. You cannot have this much investment coming to our island and it not happening. I don't understand why it's been put on hold. I don't understand why the plans that were given and shown of this new airport are not accepted and moving forward. I understood that the loan was there. You know, that's my frustration, and I hear it as I go through Freeport and I talk to people, especially when you're at the airport, people are there just so mad and complaining with each other, you know, because you hate to see that. You love coming home, but you've got tourists coming in and you don't want them to see that. We had a beautiful airport before. We don't need a Taj Mahal, but we need a decent airport. And it's getting so frustrating. And it's 5 years on and it's just like, come on, guys, let's get it going.
But I mean, they always have, you know, talks and plans thereof and, you know, memorandum of understanding, but nothing tangible.
No, and we're not getting updates and nobody wants to comment. They want to wait and see. And so it's frustrating. When we did have, You know, we know that the prime minister has come and worked on the hotel. We know that is an objective that they are getting going, but it has got to happen soon. And we're into another season coming up where, you know, these people that are working in the straw market and in Port Lucaya, and they've hung in there, they need that business to keep them going. And we need that that hotel to house people, especially if we're going to get this, you know, this cruise ship, not cruise ship port, but the shipyard going. We had Icon of the Seas come in the other day, and I had not realized it came in with all of their people, you know. So it was a nice resurgence for us, a good amount of business coming in. But think of the hotel beds they could have had, you know, and things like that. These are all things that we need when a ship has a problem and it comes to our shipyard. We need to be able to house these people. We need to give them places to eat. You know, we need that movement. So, and the airport open should something go wrong and they have to fly them in or fly them out. So I just think this is imperative and it should be all hands on deck. And I find it so frustrating to see.
So what happened to the airport loan, though? We had big announcement about the airport loan. I think, Darren, wasn't it $400 million, if I'm not mistaken, to be earmarked for that?
With $400 million, then it went down to $200 million. And the number dropped, I think, the other day to 100 and some million. So
what happened to the rest of them? Like, if it went from 400 million to 180, what happened to the other?
We don't know. There's been no update. And last time we spoke about it, I was sending you that story.
What, 220, yeah. Sorry.
Naughty, I don't know why Sarah them can't seem to be able to get an interview with the minister for Grand Bahama. They'd be on other stations to win interviews. So I don't know, Sarah.
Which station? I don't know what the national station? The government station?
I ain't calling no names. I just said it'd be on other talk shows doing big interviews. Why, Sarah? Why y'all can't get an interview?
I don't know. Because tell me.
I don't know neither. I was, you know, I get the minister suing me. So I can't say much.
Yeah.
I can't say much. But I don't know how y'all can't get no interviews.
We don't get any feedback and comment. We can't get the Minister of the Environment to respond to us about the oil problem and the bags that we have on the beaches. I've even reached out to
the Minister for Environment. Vaughn Miller was just in Freeport last week having a meeting with the Member of Parliament for Central Grand Bahama, Buckeye or Boko, stakeholders and residents, some residents to deal with the oil. So I don't understand. I said, I don't know, you can't get these interviews. That don't sound right.
No, it doesn't, and it's very frustrating.
Are they avoiding you, sir? Are they trying to...
I think they are.
To ice you out?
Well, the Grand Bahama News, I don't know, but we want to be able to tell
everyone. Don't feel bad. That means you're doing a good job.
Well, I'd like to think we'd love to hear both of them. I can tell you honestly that Fred Mitchell will always respond to Barbara and gives interviews, and he will get back to us.
Well, isn't that special? Wonderful. Now get his cronies to respond in the same manner that he does.
I would be very grateful. So if anything he can do, and, you know, we want to make sure that everybody gets their opinion and we hear from everyone, and we'd love an update. And, you know, it was, you know, I know the last thing we saw was on the national station was saying that it was put on, the airport was put on hold due to something to do with imports and maybe shipping and things, but I don't know, and we haven't heard anything since then.
Or maybe reworking to reward homies, cronies, lovers, and friends who didn't get it in the first go-round. Let's fix it up before I come on to the second go-round. Is that the case, maybe? And a hush falls over the crowd.
Yeah, hush definitely goes. No. And we just don't know. I'd love to think they're working on it all the time, but please update us. Let us know what's going on. It's only fair. We have a very hardworking Grand Bahama island that has come back. We are excited about things happening, but these are two of the key elements for us that we must get sorted out.
All right, I got a couple of texts for you. Naughty, tell Darren the West End MP was on earlier blowing a big horn. All right, question. Whose horn was he blowing? He's blowing his own horn or he's blowing somebody else's horn? That's the question. Well, what tune was he playing? And the next one, Naughty Dad Darno, the only thing new in West End is the MP's car and a lawnmower. Don't forget the lawnmower, damn it.
You better don't forget the lawnmower.
Don't you dare forget the lawnmower. There ain't gonna be no grass to mow because everything will be flooded out, but that's all right. We got it on mower.
Naughty, it's very unfortunate that I didn't listen to the Howard Grant show. Nothing personal. I just didn't listen. I was doing things that was more important, like getting water throughout the community that's needed. But someone did call me and said to me that he was on Howard Grant. And then someone also called to say that there was a water depot set up right across the street from the Harold and Gregory building. And the MP pulled up and asked one a desired candidate. He said, so you're giving out water, eh? And he said, yeah. He said, well, tell me who the F and M sending down here so I could beat them. So that's the arrogance that West End and Bimini dealing with. So I don't expect him to toot nobody else on but himself, because he really think he should be the minister for Grand Bahama anyhow. But it's true. That's the only thing that's new in West End is his car. His G5 tints, new Ford Jeep car, because they 20% on it and he sent it back. So he won G5, even though it's against the law. I say so.
Hold on. So he requested illegal tints on his vehicle?
They tinted a Jeep. God is having so not a B place where I am supposed to be. And he came in and say, why y'all give him 20% when he asked for G5? And the government had to take off the 20% and put the G5, our money, to spend it twice.
So that means you and everybody else could ride around with G5 on our car because the MP for West End and Bimini got it on his car.
Well, Naughty, don't feel bad because I watched the Minister for Grand Bahama Jeep gone where it says do not enter and enter because they feel they're in charge. At the airport, it says do not enter and they entered. So I only follow what they do. So I decided, Naughty, seeing that the two ministers in Grand Bahama got G5, I got G5 too.
Yeah, boy, let me tell you what.
I won't be protected too.
Let me go make sure I put some of my mother-in-law car too. Make sure the son don't get into her. Make sure she stay, you know,
that's right,
useful and vibrant looking.
Wait for me.
No, but Sarah, come on, man. I mean, you can't write this any funnier. If you sat me down and gave me a contract and said, Naughty, write satire in this administration, I couldn't. They write it too good themselves. You can't think of the foolishness they come up with. And guess what? The strong and wrong is what kills me. You demanding G5 and you know it's illegal, but then you'll stand up in the house and say, "We need to. I support any tariffs or taxes on illegal tents on vehicles."
Naughty,
you know you Naughty support so that, but you rocking G5 yourself.
These are lawmakers that doesn't see anything wrong in breaking the law. And I tell you what nobody told me about the Minister for Grand Bahama Jeep yesterday on the airport, driving through a sign that says, do not enter. Big sign. I was in the front of them. And I turn off because the sign said, do not enter. And they continue to enter.
Rules for thee and rules for me, man.
Correct. The rules are only for us and not for them because they're above the rules.
And how dare we ask? How dare we ask?
I'm telling you what I see. And I tell you what I hear, but the minister didn't. I was there. So ain't nobody tell me that.
Let me get this text in real quick. Naughty, the difference from the airport budget in Grand Bahama went to the travel budget. I don't know if you need a ticket, but I could use one for the NFL. Boy, stop it, Dexter. Stop it. Naughty, he was blowing his horn. And promise is all he did while he blew his horn. Ah, Lord. Let's go back to the
phone
line.
And he was talking, Naughty, when he said people should come back and record what is being done, he was talking, I was one of those places he was talking to. And let me tell him, Wazai, on your show, on the Naughty show, I will not come back to do any reporting until it's finished. I don't report start projects. I report finished products.
So you want to touch the tangible, you want to walk through it and touch it and say it's finished. See you here.
I want Pine Forest, Cate Park. I want to tell you, it's coming. Can't reach here because Bakisha was trying to get it done too. And it didn't happen because minutes ring the bell. And the one before Bakisha, David Wallace was trying to get one too. And it didn't happen because he ran out of time. So it was
Maybe the next one who get in, next go around might address this earlier within the first year or two instead of waiting until year three into year four as the last set of none?
Well, I can tell you a lot of things are going to be announced and going to break ground and going to start. There are plenty of promises in 2024, the year before election. I don't think we're going to hear anything but the hotel deal sealed until 2025. That's the year before election. They can make it seem as if they're doing something. That's just how it's always been. And that's why they wonder why we look at them and say a bunch of jokey leaders, because they think we ignorant, but we got a sufficient sense to know you're joking, you ain't serious.
I think the frustration with that is just purely for any of these parties to do that. I find it just ridiculous because, you know, it's your people that you're hurting at the end of the day. And everybody is your people. When you become a politician, you're not just responsible for just your voters. You're responsible for everybody. And we're trying to climb back up out of this hole that we got hit into, just like Abaco did. And we're all trying to make our way out of it. And it's the things that are holding us up. You know, so one thing you get all the time in business, it's hard to get to Freeport. We need to get things improved, you know, things like that. And we've got to get this resolved. And it cannot be political anymore. It has to stop. This all has to stop. I'm sorry.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Naughty and Gas, all is well.
Yeah, what's happening, bro?
I got an assignment for you all, man. I've been hearing a lot of things, but this Celebration Key project seems like all the management people there and things like that. Friends and lovers and things, man. I need to work on that because a lot of qualified persons applying to come back to Freeport and getting left out the loop in regard to this operation. So find out what's going on with that place for my players.
I'll do my due diligence. I'll make a couple of calls, man. See what I can find for you.
No, I know Sarah may not want me to say nothing, but I can say it anyhow, Sarah, because you know I don't go.
I know.
But Naughty, as relates to the caller, you know, there have been plenty concerns as relates to Celebration Key. I've had, last week before leaving the island, had a conversation with five contractors that's not working under Disney, but working under, oh, Lord, I forget the name of the contractor.
I will call it if you don't know it.
Yeah, I will get that name for you.
There's a lot of subcontracting going on out there. Yeah,
a lot of subcontracting is going on by this particular head contractor, and it's not being, from what the contractors have given to me, some in documents and some with WhatsApp messaging. You know, you have someone bid for the digging of the pool, which is a $1.7 million, and then you're offered $200,000. Is a blatant slap in the face. But it's been poor treatment, which I've made several complaints to the Carnival executive. So what I'm saying on national radio is no surprise to the Carnival executives and the concerns that they do have. Persons also would have applied to be vendors to Carnival Direct, Grand Bahamians, and some of them who would have went through the whole process of meeting the requirements was denied the application, and an application was then given, or the approval was given to a Nassau-based company when they're saying, hey, we want to empower Grand Bahamians. And so there are plenty of concerns. I have my concerns as it relates to the Carnival Cruise Board, and there are plenty of questions. With lack of less answers. And so the caller, you are correct. There are some concerns that are out there. And I have been encouraging Carnival executives every opportunity I get to mitigate, to address, to look into. Because again, the contractor represents the brand Carnival and the vendors applied to Carnival and that's their name. And so, you know, again, we sit and Naughty, I say this and here, we sit and we listen to the Minister for Grand Bahama who talks about all of these projects going on, but refuses to mitigate and to address all of the unfair treatment to Bahamians, Grand Bahamians. And I really wish Sarah could get that contractor's name. And you know, but you wouldn't tell me what I understand.
Well, I know. Well, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you at all on this, Darren. I am hearing a lot of the same thing. But it's weird, and I'm going to be very general terms about it, Naughty. I think that's the best way for me to say it. But I understand that there is a foreign company out there that was brought in that are hiring a lot of Bahamians, And I hear there's a Bahamian company out there that's hiring a lot of foreigners. And that really upset me when I heard that. I mean, this is a big opportunity for Bahamians. So, you know, I love to know that that's not true. We have reached out to Carnival as well, and they aren't really sent doing interviews at the moment. They didn't even authorize the interview that I understand when the PM went out there and that was shown. So I know, in speaking to the National Broadcasting, they hadn't spoken to them either.
Well, I appreciate both of you guys chiming in, man. Sarah, we'll do more Pollyanna next week, I promise. But this week kind of took a little course. And a lot of people got concerns and questions at issue. But I thank both of you for chiming in so candidly and providing us with, you know, the info we need here in New Providence and throughout the rest of the archipelago concerning Grand Bahama. Now, we want you to ride this thing out safely. Whatever you all get, please keep us posted and keep us in the loop as best we can, because for all of us with family and friends in Grand Bahama and Abaco, it's very important. We
thank
don't want to see you go through
room
be close to anything you have been through before.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the...
All right, well, I appreciate you. We got to get to the break, man. Darren, you got anything before we get out of here?
No, all the best.
You all be safe, and we'll talk soon, man. Thanks so much, and we'll do it again
Tuesday. Okay.
Quick break. Cuban Willie's numerology reports on the way, brought to you by the Island Game, and then we get straight into the news. Keep it right where you got it.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, Kid Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded!
This is the one and only Don John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group, and Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Break, Kid Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ron.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Showdown.
It's your boy DJ Ref.
It's me now, Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com. The countdown is on. Ray Can't Scrape Explosion. Best of the best.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government savings bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Hello, everybody. It's Tuesday, and it's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for your numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And I got the cuatro pelotas for you, the 4 balls.
The 3, 4, 5, 4, 24, 54. The 34-54, that's your 4 ball for today.
Play them and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friends.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. I've been on my own, oh no. But we ain't never left alone, oh no. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the soul. No, 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 freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
I got you on the Tuesday, October 8th edition of Talking Heads, all brought to you, of course, by the following sponsors: the Sixth Caribbean Baseball Cup, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild Comedy Club, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports. And, you know, we got to set it off like we always do in the 5 o'clock with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, every Wednesday, every Friday, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. So be sure to check them out, 5 to 7 p.m., 5 to 7 p.m., every Wednesday, every Friday. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Great drink specials, great food specials. You definitely want to check them out. All right. On this day, October 8th, in sports history, 1956, Donald James Larson of the New York Yankees pitched the first perfect game in the history of the World Series. That's Don Larson, by the way, for you Yankee fans. 1957, the Brooklyn Baseball Club announced that it had accepted a deal to move the Dodgers to Los Angeles. 1975, Doug Jarvis of the Montreal Canadiens began his streak of 984 straight games in the NHL. The streak ended on October 10th, 1987. 2003, Jerome Iginla of the Calgary Flames became the first black player in the NHL to become a captain. 2009, the UFL, United Football League, began its first season with four teams. And your sports quote of the day: I don't think you could say we were lucky to win, but I think we were kind of fortunate not to lose. Rodney Harding, Oklahoma State, after a narrow victory over San Diego State. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right, let's slide into the home court, the home scene, the local sports news, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, Wednesday, tomorrow, Whopper Wednesday. Don't miss out on that Whopper Wednesday. Always great deals at your favorite Burger King Nassau on your Whoppers. Yeah, man, go check them out. Nothing like a Whopper on Wednesday, boy. I ain't playing with you. Sometimes you need a Whopper on Wednesday. I mean that. All right, so let's check out the local scene. VJ set for collegiate debut. The Bears will open up against the Bulldogs in a nationally televised game. Story by Sheldon Longley. Be sure to check that out. But Heyman Valdez, VJ Edgecombe, the number three prospect in the ESPN Top 100 for the class of 2024, will make his collegiate debut for the Baylor Bears against the Gonzaga Bulldogs in an early season matchup between the two powerhouses. The game is set for November 4th at Spokane Arena in Spokane, Washington. Kix Academy Under-13 players win BFA tourney. The Kix Academy Under-13 players emerge as champions of the Bahamas Football Association's Under-13 4-versus-4 tournament held over the weekend. The talented squad consisting of Cohen McIntosh, Kai McIntosh, Quinn Major, and Gabrielle Thompson, Rowdy Alexis, and Tyrell Ferguson Jr. showcased remarkable teamwork and dominance throughout the competition. So hats off to them. Good to see soccer doing big things as well, still. Knowles pleased with success of Optimist Nationals. Chairperson of the 2024 Fidelity Bahamas Optimist National Championship, Regatta Dallas Knowles, said he was pleased with the overall success of the event this past weekend in the waters of Elizabeth Harbor, Georgetown, Exuma. The three-day event concluded on Sunday. A total of 48 young sailors from throughout the islands of the Bahamas competed in the regatta. There were sailors from the Grand Bahama Sailing Club, the Hopetown Junior Sailing Club, the Harbor Island Sailing Club, the Eleuther Sailing Academy, the McNose Junior Sailing Club, the Bahamas National Sailing School, and the host club, the Exuma Sailing Club. There you go. There were also five junior sailors from the Southern Yacht Club out of the New Orleans in the United States in Louisiana. So it was well done. Good stuff. Glad to see it went off well. Looking forward to next year's event. And that's a wrap right there on the home scene. Let's get ready to get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And, of course, got to give you a little FYI. Naughty, please let all your motorists know that Bay Street is flooded. Avoid the area if they can. And that's the third text I got saying Bay Street is flooded. So please keep an eye out for that. You don't need any extra problems. Don't need any extra problems. If you can avoid it, avoid it. And you know how it is with flooding. And you know how it is with folks on the sidewalks and it's raining. So let's proceed with caution and care. All right? And proceed with a little bit of civility and a little bit of sense. So we don't end up in problems. We've got enough things going on. You know, we don't need any extras. So if you can avoid a situation, let's avoid it. Especially if you can't avoid downtown, do that. All right? Now, let's get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, like I said, by Tropical Gyros. Pearly will be chiming in short order. Keep an eye out for the Pearl. But we'll start with baseball. Now, the Royals beat the Yankees last night, 4-2. But Jazz did go yard. Jazz had a home run, solo shot. And apparently now, a quote that he put out there is now starting to manifest. And he put it out there on Twitter. If you don't believe you're going to win it, you won't. So you better speak this ish into existence and believe. Talk it, Jazz. Talk it. Yankees World Championship. I with you. So those series are tied up at 1-1. You got the Yankees tied up at 1-1. With the Royals. You got the Dodgers tied up with the Padres, 1-1. Yeah, man, you got some good baseball being played right now. Good baseball. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
My brother Naughty, how are you, sir?
How are you, Prophet? What's going on?
Oh, I'm here. I'm feeling good. I was your sidekick.
Pretty, be chiming in short order.
Okay, I guess he's listening. In football, Patrick and Kansas City seems like they're on their five straight, eh?
Five straight wins?
Yes.
Yeah. To be expected, I mean.
Lose yet?
Pardon?
There's any other team that lose yet?
If they're the only remaining undefeated team, I think they are the only remaining undefeated team.
Yeah. What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
About what?
You think they're going to match the Dolphins? It appeared to me that they on that circle.
Listen to me, man. They're not going to break the perfect record streak this year. You know why? Because the biggest defender of that Miami Dolphin perfect game streak and season was Mercury Morris, wide receiver for that perfect team. He passed away just recently. So I think this year, you know, because of Mercury, I think he got enough mojo on it that it doesn't get broken this year. But now that he's passed, it may get broken. Moving on, moving forward. But I don't personally think they go undefeated this year.
Okay, what about 3-peat?
And that's simply because it's very hard to go undefeated in the NFL. Look at Brady. They were 18-0 and lost in the Super Bowl.
To the Giants.
It's hard to seal that perfect season deal. But there's Purdy Prophet. He just chimed in, so he must have been listening, waiting for you. Purdy,
I'm just, to be Prophet, honest with you, I'm like bumper to bumper, going nowhere.
Prophet asked me if you think the 5-0 Chiefs are going to challenge the Dolphins' perfect record.
No. It's very difficult to do in nowadays. You know, and not because I'm a Dolphin fan, I'm going to brag about it, but it's very hard to do with the level of talent that's in the NFL and as hard it is to stay healthy. All right, yes, Juju. What is Juju? That's his name, who the wide receiver for the Chiefs?
Yeah.
He had a good game, but there's a reason why he's no longer with the teams he's with, because he's not at the same level he used to be, so we don't know if he's going to remain consistent. It's going to be real hard, and everybody's going to be gunning for them. I don't know the schedule. You have the schedule in front of you?
In front of me? I can pull it up right now.
I'm going to give a prediction.
Gonna
be, I'm
off on call
tough. Yet, eh?
No, he hasn't called yet.
Oh, Lord. Sometimes I wonder if he's from Exuma.
Right, don't forget the Vikings are undefeated as well, too. You got two NFC teams. You got two teams undefeated. In the NFC, yes, you got the Vikings 4-0.
Playing very good.
5-0, sorry. And you got Kansas City 5-0.
I'm going to predict this. And the Prophet don't always be right.
We know.
I'm going to predict that they will three-peat.
Well, right now, as far as your three-peat question goes, they seem to be on the road to that. Now, can they pull it off? Remains to be seen. You don't know who's going to get hot come playoff time. But I will tell you this. If you want a little bit of sports history, if you look back into the Super Bowl, the history of the Super Bowl, way back in the day, I think in Super Bowl II or III, Kansas City and Minnesota played.
Really?
So Pearly? It may repeat itself.
Is Pearly there?
We got Pearly, or Pearly dropped out again? Pearly will zoom back in.
Okay, tell Pearly I didn't want to be disrespectful. Good evening to him. I would like to hear his opinion on Kansas City.
Well, you might not have been able to hear him. He said he don't think they're going to three-peat.
I'll hang up and listen.
All right, well, let me tell you what he said, because I don't know when we can get him back, but he said he doesn't think they could be perfect, because that's hard to do. But it's a possibility on the three-peat. Did we get Pearly back in? Unmute yourself, Pearly. Yeah, unmute yourself. But listen, Prophet, in 1970, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Vikings 23-7 in the Super Bowl. I remember Kansas City came over from the AFL, and they played each other in the Super Bowl. 23-7, Kansas City took care of the Vikings. Now, let's see if they could repeat. Both of them are leading their conference right now, both undefeated. So let's see where it goes. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hi, good brother. How are you?
What's going on, Big Chief?
Big Chief.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Oh, Lord. I don't know who could spin it better, you or him, but let me hear this.
Big Chief, does Kansas City go undefeated this year?
No.
There you have it, Prophet. You got it from Pearly, you got it from me, and now you got it from the Big Chief.
And I'll tell you which game we're going to lose. I can tell you the exact game we're going to lose.
Probably some scrubby game to some competition in the division.
No, we're going to lose the game in Denver to the Broncos.
And why you say that?
Do you see what that secondary is doing in Denver?
Yeah.
Now
people can see why I cried on draft day and my Dallas Cowboys faithful told me, Naughty, we got Micah Parsons. And I was like, but I wanted Patrick Surtain. That's the whole side of the field cut off. And sure enough, the whole side of the field is cut off on his side. I ain't seen that since prime time. I ain't seen that since Darrell Revis.
Okay? He is him.
You ain't seen that since he popped.
Okay.
Well, hold on. He's better than he pa, Purdy. Sit down.
Yeah, you're way better than he pa. But that's
and he pa was a good one.
Parent wants, right? You want the parent to be better than you.
Correct.
So we and the reason why I say that is because we go to a bye, we're gonna come back, we're gonna play San Fran. Okay? San Fran is playing bad. Our defense is peaking right now.
At the beginning of the season, McCaffrey can be back.
Yeah. Huh? Who can be back?
Is there McCaffrey? He's gonna be back.
Don't make a difference. McCaffrey never beat us.
But let me ask you this question, Big Chief. I'm hearing some serious rumblings now, and I got a couple of my NFL insiders telling me that the rumbling is that the treatments didn't take in Germany. And McCaffrey is now contemplating possible retirement. Have you heard anything to that effect?
So they were talking a little bit about that on Pro Football Weekly, right? You never know. You just know. Because McCaffrey's camp has always been very tight-lipped. Even when you go back to the Panthers. He's always been very tight-lipped. He don't say much. He don't say much. The team don't say much. And his camp don't say much. All right? And I think that's kind of just him growing up around a sports family. If you notice, a lot of the guys who grew up in them legacies, they're really tight-lipped about stuff like that, right? So we'll see. But I mean, right now, even if he comes back, they can't beat us. They can't beat us. But that Denver team, it's sort of a sandwich game for us. And you know.
What about the Ravens now that they've kind of caught themselves?
Now listen to me. Go back and look at Lamar's record. Lamar, the only quarterback that has the worst record against the Chiefs than Lamar is Derek Carr.
Wow.
Okay? Lamar beats everybody else.
He just don't beat the Chiefs.
And it's not just the Chiefs. It's specifically Spagnuolo knows how to deal with him. Spag just, you know what? He's, with all due respect, the two games he's won, and then the one game last year we played were the only games he even looked good. Most of the games he looks like trash. Okay? And that's what I think gets under the skin of a lot of, especially the Bohemian Raven fans. You know, I thought we get under business. But
yeah, but I would have thought a game like Sunday he would have folded and he didn't.
Oh, the Bills ain't got no defense?
Yeah, I don't mean the deep what the Bills got or not. Normally that pressure game, they fold up like that. They normally don't do nothing in the fourth quarter of the game like that. They got to do the play.
The Bills, the Bengals, they've lost really integral pieces. Okay? They lost, and they don't have a quarterback who could just make everybody around them good. They have a quarterback when you give them good things. Okay? They do well. The Bills played three potato chip bag teams to begin with. And everybody's like, oh, wow, what have they done against two fairly good teams back to back?
That's kind of like the Steelers at first, but the last two weeks.
But I said the Steelers were fraudsters from day
one. My name is potato bag chicken.
Day one. Okay? You cannot win without a great quarterback.
Can you please repeat what you referred to the Miami Dolphins as? Potato chip bag. What was it? I want to write that down.
Potato chip bags. Potato chip bag team.
He calling you all rappers empty potato chip bags, Purdy.
Yeah, and I mean the old school potato chip. I mean the new school one where you have a whole bag with only four chips in it.
My God, Purdy, you can take that?
Wow.
You gotta take it.
Purdy, you can take that, Purdy?
No problem. I can understand just yet.
Let him know about your undefeated season, Purdy. Now is when you play the undefeated card. Go ahead and play it.
I got nothing to say.
This is not appropriate to have that card.
I got him later. Don't worry about that. We can see what happens. I will say this.
If you see us beat Denver in Denver, then the perfect season is played. Believe that.
So you feel you're only going to lose one potentially?
I had two games down to lose this year.
And okay. Who were the two?
The two games were going to San Fran and going to Denver.
Well, San Fran, you could change that now because I don't think...
I'm changing that, right? And the thing is with Bo Nix is by the time we get to play them, we have enough games on this belt. We have a little experience. I don't know that the moment's not going to be too big for him because he's played in the SEC. played in the Pac-12.
He's played everywhere. He's 412. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what I mean? They can say the same thing about that boy Cam Ward, but that's another story altogether.
That could be a star right there. Miami should get him as their quarterback. That'll fix all the problems.
So, listen to me. We know that Miami is the type of team that will have him on the board and pick some dead white boy from BYU or something else that they figured only played 2 years subpar college football in a subpar conference, but their coach believes he's a genius and their GM believes he's a genius. And quite frankly, they ain't. So, I mean, it is what it is. But the scary thing here is this. The Chiefs' offense is starting to click. And it's making no difference who the stars are in, who the stars are out. They're clicking. Mahomes hit 9 different receivers last night. Not counting his fullback, all right? And if you see at the end of the year that all of those guys get valuable stuff and they happen to get Pacheco back in to help that running, the way Kareem Hunt is running now, all right? Dog eat everybody lunch. Dog eat everybody lunch.
All right, I hope your Chiefs don't serve you the same fate as your dogs, but looks like fate smiled on the two of you because your dogs and
your dogs are fine. Who's on top of the SEC right now? The dogs. Be good.
Because Alabama choked against Vanderbilt, boy.
Well, you know, goalpost down Broadway, baby.
All right.
Well, have a good day.
All right, we got to get to the break, man. Always good to hear from you, Big Chief.
And go Royals.
There you go. Easy now. Easy. Let's drop that right there. I got love for the Royals now, but yeah, not against my Yankees, not against Jazz. All right, we're going to get to the break. On the flip side of the break, Pearlie and I will chime back in and text up. Let me show you something. I got to ask you 3 questions, text, and I want you to answer me back. And let me check your Chief pedigree. Let me see if you're a longtime Chief or you're a new booty, just arrived Chief. All right.
You only can Google it, Naughty.
Now, answer me this question. Who was Art Still? Who was Art Still? Okay, that's 1. Okay? Number 2. And what position did he play? Who was known as the Nigerian Nightmare? I need his name and what position he played for the Chiefs. And finally... If you're really a Chief fan, Lord bless the dead, tell me who Joe Delaney is and how he passed away. If you're really a Chiefs fan. If not, you just a new booty Googler who jumping on the bandwagon.
Google, watch.
Google to the world, Dexter. Google to the world. So no, I'm not going to ask my caller if Dak Prescott belongs to a potato chip franchise since he can't taste the ring. Maybe Dak can't taste the ring. But the Cowboy Potato Chip franchise got 5. And how many y'all got? And y'all started as a franchise eons ahead of us? Sit small, tell your name, call, and go Google some more about the Chiefs. Or call me and Pearlie and we'll get you caught up. All right? Thanks for listening. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be right back here on Talking Heads.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's a sacrament, and a shame for all. But I hear some people work, yet never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah. Tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the morning.
Where I got you on the Tuesday, October 8th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty, along with Purdy and your company. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Purdy, what's going on? You still with me, right? You ain't muted yourself out, right? All right, let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads.
Yeah, brothers. What's going on?
What's going on, Muff?
Yeah, now, I think they could go a perfect season, because even in week 16 or 17, when they didn't clinch, they probably wouldn't even play Mahomes and Yo.
That's a good point.
Quarterback. And then that's probably when they'll lose the game. Now, a possibility of a three-peat. Now, I agree to everything what he said about Miami, Dolphin, Pearly. That even bugged me out. Phillips gone down for the season, too. But how you going on for the season, too? Again,
there's a lot of injuries this year. Right. That's unexplainable. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but we look lousy, man. Yeah. But the 49ers test could be Thursday night against Seattle. I think Seattle lose too, and they lose too. So that's a big game Thursday night. And then I want you to leave out the Commanders, Washington Commanders. Well, Sunday, they play Lamar Thomas and
Lamar Jackson, not Lamar Thomas.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. They play in them Sunday, Baltimore. So that'll be a good test for the Commanders right there to see what they really, if they really serious. But the quarterback look good, the defense look good. So that'll be the real test right there. But we gotta regroup and come back, man. Just them penalties, our offensive line, our defensive line, ain't nothing look good, man. What do Miami need to do?
Get a tape of that game tonight
with Cousins them and study that. When Miscardi, Cousins and Mayfield, they need to get that tape of that game and study that. Miami need to study that. And then see
long
how they really
season,
play football.
Long season.
Yeah. But let me just see what how long is he looking there. Yeah, man, they drop passes, the false starts, the illegal shift on the offense, and thing is set. They set on the line. Too much mental, stupid mistakes. And you can't go nowhere like that. So anyway, let's get to the pitch then, and then we let someone else get it.
Yeah, man, we can get to the pitch right now, Muff. All right, Purdy, we got a couple of games to pick tonight, man. All right?
Okay.
I got to remind everybody, don't forget they got the big Iron Game takedown going on. All right, the NFL takedown. All you got to do is sign up, get your account going with the Iron Game Sportsbook. Once you've registered and you got verified, they're going to give you some bonus bucks to play with. Make a $20 bet, single game or parlay, and you're going to be registered for four big drawings. I had a winner in September for $2,000. Next drawing is at the end of October for $3,000. Third drawing is in November for $5,000. And the grand prize in December, all expense paid trip for two to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. So you can't beat that. And it always pays to play and win with the Island Game, and the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, here's the deal, Pearly. We got a WNBA game tonight. We got baseball, and we got college football. And you can play and bet all of them with the Island Game. So let's start with baseball. You got the Phillies and the Mets just kicked off. Mets up 1-0. Who you like winning that game?
I like the Mets.
I like the Phillies to get that one, you know. Better pitching today, even though they gave up a run. I don't know.
Yeah.
You got your Dodgers and your Padres. Who you like tonight? Careful, the Padres throwing a good pitcher tonight, Burley.
That's all right. We can get him tonight. Dodgers.
All right. You got the Minnesota Lynx taking on the Connecticut Sun in game 5.
Where?
In Minnesota.
I like Minnesota.
Minnesota by the 4 and over the 151. I like them both.
I like Minnesota. I like them both, yeah.
College football, Florida International and Liberty playing today.
I like FIU.
No, don't do it. They're horrible.
They are?
They're horrible. They're horrible on both sides of the ball. Liberty's a 16.5-point favorite. They've been off for 2 weeks. So I'm going to take Liberty in the money line just to be safe. But FIU, they ain't too strong this year.
Forgive me.
You were thinking FAU, Florida Atlantic University.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Florida Atlantic.
All right, there you have it, man. So it always pays to play and win with the Island Game. We got a great Final 15 today, too, Pearly. We're going to take the break. But you got Nick Wright taking us home today, along with Cowherd. And they're having a great conversation. First of all, is the Jets not a good opening? Is that job opening not a good one? They fired Salah today. And we got to talk about that tomorrow in depth. What was the reason? And I think Aaron Rodgers and his prima donna ways is a major reason why Salah was fired. He brought some of it on himself, don't get me wrong. But I think Aaron Rodgers had a lot to do with that.
I put the cherry on top.
And the question, are Brock Purdy and the 49ers now, today, Super Bowl contenders?
They're
sitting at 2-3. I don't know. Not what I've been seeing coming out of San Francisco. Look like some people figured Shanahan out.
12 more games to go. Anything can happen.
All right.
Any given Sunday, Thursday, or Monday.
All right. And Texter, I knew you were a Googler, because if you were a real Kansas City Chiefs fan, it wouldn't have taken you 12 minutes to answer me back. But let me see if you're correct. Art Stiller is a former NFL defensive end for the Kansas City Chiefs, inducted into the Hall of Fame. So know your players, especially your Hall of Famers. The Nigerian Nightmare is the nickname of Christian Okoye, a former NFL running back, correct, for the Kansas City Chiefs, who also led the league in rushing 1 year. All right? And Joe Delaney was a former NFL running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, you Googled it all. And this is a bonus factoid, Naughty. Yeah, my Cowboys, 1996, I know. The thing about it is, I saw it. I saw all of my Cowboys Super Bowls. You, not so much. You can only see what you Google. But the question is, Googler, when we won in 96, which trophy was that for the Cowboys? That was number 5, right? Google something and find the Kansas City got 5 Super Bowl trophies and holler back at your boy. All right, and don't hurt your fingers Googling. Uncle Naughty out. I'll see you tomorrow. Pearly, be safe. We'll do it again mañana. Gets to Googling, youngster.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day to day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texting.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Take a juicy bite out of life with the new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich. From its 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet, KFC signature ranch sauce, and fresh lettuce, to its cheddar cheese and smoky bacon stacked on a toasted brioche bun, you'll love this ultimate sandwich experience. Yes, the fried chicken experts have done it again. The KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is available in original recipe or spicy, but only available for a limited time at your favorite KFC. The new KFC Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waste, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
They say the sun and I shine for all. But there is some people work.
It joins us live. How about that?
Alan, I mean, yeah, how about that? I mean, it doesn't get much better. I mean, what a night to be a Kansas City sports fan. The Royals come into Yankee Stadium. You know, I hear all about Bronx Bombers. I don't know. They come against Royals pitching and don't do much. Jazz Chisholm complaining. I'm watching the game sitting alongside the mayor of Kansas City, who came to New York to watch with me, watching the Chiefs game on my phone. And it's like, oh, was that a midfield lateral? Oh, are they doing a full house backfield Kelsey handoff to the rookie? Oh, is that Kareem Hunt, who wasn't good enough to make the Browns, and Juju Smith-Schuster, who wasn't good enough to make the Patriots with a combined 240 yards? And oh, yeah, by the way, the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, there is an element of kind of removing the suspense from the season when one team has the best quarterback, the best coach, and the best defense. So, yeah, this is, Colin, 2 weeks in a row, a really solid hierarchy. I have to give you credit. Not too many nits to pick. I like it. And I like the fact that you're giving the Cowboys a little bit of love, kind of a season-saving game.
Yes.
That fourth down play from Dak Prescott. Because had they not converted that, and he has three turnovers, and he and CeeDee are chirping, it's a madhouse in Dallas. That fourth down pass to save the game maybe kept the Cowboys afloat. So I like the hierarchy quite a bit this week. Maybe a little love for the Bucs and Baker Mayfield. But aside from that,
yep.
A+.
Yep, they were 11. I think Tampa's a real team. So, yeah.
You know, I'll just give you my real quick take on the Jets. Fifth coach, 11 years. If you win Monday, you're in first place. The one coach on the staff that we absolutely know that was great at something was Robert Saleh in defense. Like, they shut the Vikings down. So you can say what you want. That's the one thing we know. Saleh can motivate and Saleh can coach defense. He's out the door. I don't think Woody Johnson just winged it and sprung it on Aaron Rodgers. Do you?
Well, listen, Coach Mangini, who, you know, has some experience with the Jets and with Woody Johnson, told us, I thought it was really interesting, on Friday, might have been Thursday or Friday, he said, don't underestimate how important this specific game is for Woody, who, of course, was the ambassador to England.
Yes.
Has friends in London, colleagues in London. They're going to be at the game. And he said if the Jets come out and look bad in that game, that could hasten Saleh's departure. And that is exactly what ended up happening. Now, I want to make this clear. I don't think Robert Saleh is a good NFL coach. And it is not surprising to me that he is the first coach fired. But I do think it is a sign of two larger issues. One is an incompetent organization. Because if Robert Saleh's fireable at 2-3, then you can't bring him back going into the season when a guy like Mike Vrabel's available, or you could make a run at Belichick if he could get aside the hurt feelings about what happened with the Jets or something. If he can't make it through five games, then he shouldn't have been brought back. And then the other problem, of course, is that, well, you didn't actually fire the head coach because that's evidently Aaron Rodgers. Because if there was any of the list of people who should be accountable for this Jets season going the way some of us saw it going, Aaron and his buddy, the offensive coordinator, are far higher on the list than the defensive coordinator turned head coach Robert Saleh. But we all know Nat Hackett's unfireable for reasons of, well, Aaron likes him. Is he good at his job? Doesn't seem like it. Does Aaron play better with him? There's no evidence of that. But Aaron likes him, so he's unfireable. And so I think the Jets are a poorly run franchise. I don't love the ownership. I don't love the front office. I don't love the coaching staff. And organizations like that, that empower and embolden Aaron Rodgers to do what he wants when it's because, oh, he's such a great player. Is he? The last time Aaron Rodgers was a great player, Mac Jones was a Pro Bowler. This doesn't last forever. And his final year in Green Bay, he was average. And this year, he's been roughly the 24th or 25th best quarterback in football. But some people can't get over the fact that, oh, man, he still throws a pretty ball. So does Dan Marino.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't be able to play at his age. So I don't. Yeah, I mean, I think the Jets are in real trouble, but I've thought that all year long.
So something that you and I were in agreement with, although I have come around that he's more athletic than I gave him credit for, is that if you really look at what separates the great quarterbacks and the competent ones, throwing when everybody knows you're throwing. So if you look at Brock Purdy leading and Brock Purdy trailing in the fourth, it's not that it's disappointing. It drops off a cliff. Absolutely drops off a cliff. So Mahomes can't, you know, Mahomes is the standard, and nobody's Mahomes, so let's not. But I went this morning and I looked at Kirk Cousins leading or tied his passer rating and his completion percentage. Kirk goes from great leading to solid trailing. Baker Mayfield, when he's leading, he completes 58%. When he's trailing, he actually completes 61%, and his passer rating is better when he's trailing. So Baker's better trailing than leading in the fourth. Literally Purdy, bad weather, it's a little sloppy, doesn't have a run game, trailing, falls off a cliff. And does that, and by the way, that's called playoff football. You could take a bow on this
because
you were on
this.
The
fact that they were, I mean, listen, they were the number one red zone team in the league last year. And folks beat me over the head saying, why won't you give Brock Purdy credit? Why do you disrespect Brock Purdy? And I just said, listen, I'm not going to act like he is not playing well, but I'm also not going to lie and say I think he is the reason the Niners are having such success. He has all the same people except Christian McCaffrey, who scored a touchdown in literally every game he played as a Niner, it seemed like, is gone, and now they're not good in the red zone. Brock Purdy this summer said what he wanted to do to take his game to the next level was the Tom Brady effect of when we have a lead late to really seize control of the game and to not, you know, turn a one-score game into a two- and three-score game. Well, what that's turned into is turning a one- or two-score lead into losses. As since the Super Bowl, they were under Brock Purdy, since he had been there, prior to the Super Bowl, 19 games they led by double digits. They were 18-1. From the Super Bowl to now, 5 games they have led by double digits. They are 2-3. Like, there are some real... Listen, he is a better player than a 7th-round pick quarterback should be. That is obvious. He is a legitimate starter in this league, which I was skeptical of at the beginning. That at this point is obvious. But he was top 5 MVP voting last year. People are already saying, well, the Niners have to plan to pay the guy $60 million.
Ugh.
And my question to that is, do they? And is that smart? Because I think Brock Purdy has overachieved and has proven my initial kind of caustic skepticism wrong. Is he a definitive top 12 quarterback in football? I don't think so. And I think that you are seeing some of those potential weaknesses in his overall physical skill set show up in some of these spots.
So I want to go back. I said earlier, probably the two coaches that are best served for the Jets long term are Vrabel and Belichick, especially if Bill doesn't touch personnel. So now I think the interim guy, like a substitute teacher, everybody falls in love with him. And if he reels off some wins, I wouldn't be surprised if he got it. I really wouldn't. I mean, the Niners like him. He's a former player. I wouldn't be shocked. And by the way, their best players are on defense. I could make the argument if they just replaced Nat Hackett, Saleh could have kept his job. They'd be competent. But that's, you know, neither here nor there now.
I think Aaron let him.
Right. So my take is Belichick, Vrabel, right. But here's what's interesting, Nick. Cincinnati, Jacksonville, Dallas, Chicago, Philadelphia, 5 legit quarterbacks could need a coach. Last year, there was one good opening, the one with Justin Herbert. So let me ask you, with that said, let's say two of those jobs come open, a Caleb Williams, a Trevor Lawrence. Is this a great job in that job market, the Jets?
Are the Jets a great job?
Yeah.
And there's no job market where the Jets are a great job. It's a guys, none of those jobs come open. And the only jobs that come open are Cleveland, Carolina, and let me pick another, and New Orleans. The Jets still aren't a good job. I don't want to do I told you so, but I told you so. And the delusion... all offseason, Colin, you know what I heard?
What?
Let's go through the list. Oh, my God. You don't think Breece Hall is one of the two or three best running backs in football? I don't know, man. I know that he was awesome for a few games his rookie year, blew out his knee last year in the final game of the season. They did everything they could to get him 1,000 yards, had him rush 38 times. They still couldn't get it there because they couldn't do the math. And this year, the last couple games, he's 1 yard per carry. So let's put that as a question mark. You don't think Garrett Wilson's a top 5 receiver? No. You know who else doesn't? Aaron Rodgers, who wouldn't even target him regularly until this last game. Do I think good? Yes. Do I think there are a dozen teams with a receiver as good as Garrett Wilson? Yes. You don't think the Jets are going to have a massive upgrade at quarterback? Why? Because the 41-year-old part-time politician, part-time conspiracy theorist coming off an Achilles rupture who wasn't that good the last year he played is going to come save the day? No, I don't think they're going to be great. If you take over the Jets, what you have is a meddling owner, maybe a new front office, or if it's the same front office, a GM who has sworn, this is the year I fix the offensive line for six consecutive years, a nice running back, a really nice wide receiver, and three outstanding defensive players. Okay, congratulations. You just took over the 29th best situation in the 32-team league. So I don't think it's a good job in any job market, certainly not the one you're describing.
The Royals in Kansas City, that is a job.
No, but man, Q's not going anywhere. You get to coach Bobby Witt Jr. for the next decade. Man, Witt and Judge, oh my goodness. Whew. Can you imagine, Colin, the ratings bonanza for Fox when in the World Series it's Shohei Ohtani against Bobby Baseball? I know Fox probably like, Yankees, Dodgers would be pretty good. I'm here to tell you Royals, Dodgers going to do numbers. Oh boy, I can't wait.
They'll do numbers in your house. I'm not sure. They'll definitely be watched in your house. Good seeing you, buddy, as always.
Bye.
All right. Hi, everybody. It's me, Uncle Colin. Subscribe here to get the latest from the herd, including exclusive behind-the-scenes videos and more, wherever you may be, however you may be watching.
Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you are, are, are. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song.